Events are planned all week to commemorate the 10th anniversary of Prince's death and his birthday on June 7th. Kevin Curd of Meet Minneapolis says they moved the block party on Saturday from Paisley Park to the Prince mural near Target Center.
And now new this year is a big Prince sing-along where they're hoping to get 10, 15,000 people singing Prince's music and maybe setting a world record. They'll definitely have a big speaker set up and a DJ and kind of like a giant street karaoke.
CeeLo Green and Chris Collins, who played Prince in the Broadway musical version of Purple Rain, will be performing at the free block party. Kurt says fans can check out a replica of Prince's motorcycle from Purple Rain while they're downtown.
So that's inside the visitor center as well. You can't go and sit on it. You can't pretend you're riding it, but you can take pictures of it and pictures next to it, that sort of thing. You know, some additional art on display. Peyton Scott Russell has some paintings on display and selling those to support the Minneapolis Sound Museum. And
he says Prince had such an international reach that maybe we didn't totally grasp until his passing.
They get people that come annually, again, from all over the world. He definitely was big, and we're really blessed that he decided to call Minneapolis his main home. He did say, you know, that he liked Hollywood. He just liked Minneapolis a little bit better.
A concert Wednesday night at First Avenue featuring Chaka Khan kicks off the events. Members of Prince's bands, New Power Generation and The Revolution, are playing a show Friday at the Armory with Morris Day and other artists. I'm Brent Palm with the Minnesota Minute.